But if you're treating your fellow man right and you doing what you know to do good, then I can see your fruit. Without that, I don't see your fruit. That's right.
Did you always go to church pretty regularly, even when you were real young?
Yeah, my parents had always taught me to go to church. They never went much. We never had lived close to that, close to church all our life. Yeah, we got up big young. And more we got up big enough, more we could see and know things. And they carried us to, mostly to Sunday school. And I learned Sunday school, and I love Sunday school to yet, you see, because there's where I gathered after I was grown and become to be a Christian. I gathered more out of Sunday school than I would out of preaching. I still gather more out of the Sabbath school in our church now than I do really the preaching. Of course, he is good, man, he's good. But I still gather more out of that Sabbath school. And I just love Sunday school. I can go to these other churches. I do. I visit each other. This big church up here, especially, Baymanette.
Which one is that?
Baptist Church. Well, I call it the big church. You know, it's a big, it is. More members there than I know of. It's just sweet.
How many people belong to Seventh-day Adventists
in town?
Yes.
Well, we might say just about a handful. Just about 20. Between 20 and 25, maybe.
You have your own church building?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right up Armstrong Street. If you're ever around here on Sabbath, about 9:45, you ought to come up and sit with us.
I'd like to. You say you have some sort of preparation time you were telling me about last week on Friday?
Yeah, preparation day. That's how, according to the Bible, that's preparation day.
Everybody does that.
We get ready for the sundown. Especially, I might work till 12 o'clock, and then I want to knock off then and go make the preparations for the coming sundown. Because we believe with all our heart, Sabbath starts on sundown, Friday evening. Right? Then we go then doing our choices in the Lord until Saturday, Sunday. That's right.
We're both of your parents Mormon?
Mormon, yeah.
That's interesting. Did you go to a little country school in Stockton, or whereabouts did you go to school when you were growing up?
Well, we call it, it was a pretty big school. It had three teachers at that time. We had three teachers. Two men teachers and a woman teacher. I remember the woman teacher. Her name was Mrs. That was her name. She sure was a good one. She didn't have but one eye, but bless her heart, she see things going on. Keep us old boys straight.
She didn't have much trouble with you, did she?
Well, not a great deal. Well, I've been kind of a quiet fella all my life, but I hadn't never, you know, I just hadn't never repented to the Lord like I needed to. A moral life won't carry you there. Don't care how good you try to be within yourself. You've got to let Jesus be your lead, the Holy Spirit. You've got to be your lead. And you go with a prayerful heart, you go with a mind. If I meet a man out there on the street, I don't condemn that man, even if he's staggering with whiskey. I won't condemn him. I love him. It makes me love him harder. And then I do my best. If he's anywhere that is mine, it won't be long before I have something coming to him that he needs to know about, you see.
Yes.
I have the Bible, or I have, bring up some words that he'd be pleased with to lead him to the Bible.